Israel now into its third day of the ground war in the Gaza Strip. And for the latest, let's go live to Jerusalem. Here's Associated Press correspondent Aaron Heller. Aaron, the last time we talked to you, you were in Ashkelon, where a lot of the rockets had dropped into, now in Jerusalem. Any indication from the Israelis at this point that they believe they've achieved any success in stopping those attacks?
Well, Dick, according to the Israelis, they do feel like they have achievements, even though those rockets continue to rain in. I was in Ashkelon a couple of days ago, and there was just today that town was struck again, a couple of homes targeted, and nine Israelis lightly wounded. But the ground operation changes the reality in the ground on the field completely. The rocket attacks, Israel believes will be able to halt completely when it's able to go door-to-door and get to the Hamas militants over there. Israel's defense minister saying that they will continue to do so until they achieve peace and tranquility. On the meantime, the Palestinians on the other side are calling on their people to crush the Israeli soldiers in there. So far, just one casualty for the Israeli troops, dozens for Hamas.
You know, this is not unlike American troops and coalition forces going door-to-door in Baghdad to trying to find, the bad guys. And we know how long that's taken.
Well, it's not an easy task, and that's why Israel waited a whole week after bombarding them basically from the air with almost all the targets they could come up with. Eventually, Israel decides late Friday night that they're going to have to do this operation. There's no way against it, no matter how many times they'd hit all the targets there. The rocket fire continues into Israel. And so even though over 500 Palestinians were killed in Gaza, most of them militants, Hamas still able to fire rockets into Israel. Several dozens today landed at ranges of up to 20 miles. But Israel pushing forth, and it doesn't seem like there's any end to it. Today, they have a focus in Jerusalem. Back here, Israel's diplomatic push. French President Nicolas Sarkozy is here for meetings, trying to push a truce, a lot of international pressure. But Israel so far not relenting, saying it will not stop until it achieves its objective.
Of course, Hamas would say that it's the Israelis that are the bad guys. What are we hearing from that side?
Well, their strongman, Mahmoud Zahar, the man who basically orchestrated their takeover of the Gaza Strip last year, in June 2006, the one who basically took over from Fatah forces loyal to Mahmoud Abbas, he's calling on all of Gazans to crush the invading Israeli forces. They've basically taunted them before then, saying they will come in here as rats and we will send them back either as hostages or in body bags. So far, they have not achieved that. There's a lot of psychological warfare going on right now, trying to convince the Israelis that they're going to suffer a lot of casualties, and that's the hesitation in Israel as well. Public opinion still strongly behind the offensive, but concerned about the casualties which could arise from going into that urban kind of warfare. So far, they're on the outskirts of Gaza City, the headquarters of Hamas, and a resident of 400,000 people living there. So the real door-to-door battle hasn't begun yet. So far, Israel taking control of the villages and the outskirts of Gaza City, but it seems like the real battle is still yet to come.
All right, Aaron, thanks very much. Aaron Heller, Associated Press correspondent, he's in Jerusalem with us live here this morning. KNX News Time, 525. Now, traffic and weather together on the 5s. Here's Megan Reyes.